Now, I hadn't walked away from it yet. I was fixing to, but just still sitting here getting ready for tomorrow.
It's been a long week. And hopefully you got a little bit of a mental break there, Patrick. Got to decompress and refresh yourself.
I had a good church service and was nice to relax for a little bit. And Sean, by the way, this is the guy that has taught me what little I do know.
Man, but everything he taught you is working well.
Better Sean, when I drink, don't let him kid you after this.
Not yourself short either, Gary. You got a good protege here.
The protege, yeah, I know he's good, but if I could remember half of the stuff I forgot, I'd be in good shape.
Yourself, they're invaluable to us younger ones that know that we don't even know what we don't know sometimes.
You're quick to remind us of that.
They quit, say, monitoring all the time. Patrick, go ahead. You take it and let Sean get it.
I just got to do it to get under the old man's skin.
You don't like it when we say monitoring, Gary. We want you to know when we're I can't even talk. We want you to know when we're there.
You want me to know when you're there? If you throw your call sign out, I know you're listening, because if you throw your call sign out, you're not going to listen. You don't throw your call sign out to start with. But all you got to do is throw your call sign out. You don't have to say monitoring, listening, or anything like that, because if people hear your call sign come out, they know that you're listening.
You're absolutely right. It's a bad habit. It is. I think one day I might sign on here when I hear you and say, W4SOE, not listening.
You'll notice that a lot of our net controllers will say, give out their call like KI4DOS, but then they put in there, or net control. Well, I am the net control. I know I'm the net control. If they want to call net control, they calling me. It's just some of them things that are kind of funny. And, I've checked into a lot of nets and called a lot of nets. But everybody's got their own thing. And that's just a couple of mine. But if you say not listening, it'll tickle me to death.
I talked to Sean several times, and then I started doing it just to get under his skin every now and then when I knew he was listening.
Hell, I'm not sure if I'm listening or not.
Well, come on in here, and good evening.
Just not listening.
I'll start a new bad habit.
Won't be the first,
won't be
the last, I don't guess. KI4DOS, in case anybody cares.
KI4HXB, I'm just trying to figure this out. I'm kind of looking like a bird's nest.
Yeah, I call a lot of nets on HF, primarily on for Army Mars. I don't really do any ham HF nets. I'm mostly just a consumer of VHF. And, so I'm sure I picked up a few bad habits along the way. So I appreciate folks like yourself, Gary, correcting me when I do it wrong. Because I want to do it right. Bad habits are contagious.
The government will get you.
You get in a big old bird's nest like Earl's got up there. Is what you get working from the government.
It's like Charlotte's Web up here. I mean, they just now observed, and I went down to get some groceries today, and it was like everybody had their chainsaws going. I said, I'm going to open me a chainsaw business up.
And say goodnight to each and every one of you. I need to do some eyelid maintenance, so y'all have a good night. W4SOE. tonight. And guys, Gary, I'm going to do the same thing. It's been a long day, and I got to get up and do it again in the morning. So I am going to check my eyelids too. And you gentlemen have a good evening, and thanks for the laughs, guys. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
KO4HKX, thanks a lot for today. It was really great getting to see you and hang out with you for a little bit. And 4VUT.
Oh, have a great evening. Go check your eyelids for pinholes. Hope you don't find any, and get you some rest. And tomorrow's another day. And if tomorrow don't get here, it won't matter anyway. 7-3, young man, y'all take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. I wish I hadn't turned this computer on. pulling up the news pages, and first thing you see is I-40 wiped out in Tennessee and North Carolina. that's got to be up there around the Green River someplace.
Now, where was you saying? Right there at the Green River off of 40?
Yeah, well, I had read it. Headlines reads I-40 out in Tennessee and North Carolina. I haven't gotten into the article yet, but that's a bad thing to see. The first thing you open up.
Do some research, and I'll be monitoring. KK4HSB, I'll be on the side.